Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, last night, the 2018 Tony Awards were handed out at Radio City Music Hall, and after a record-breaking season in terms of attendance and box office, two epic plays, but two small musicals came up big. Jeff London reports.
The Best Musical category was filled with large commercial franchises. Tina Fey's adaptation of her popular film Mean Girls and live-action versions of Frozen and SpongeBob SquarePants. But it turned out that an intimate chamber musical based on an independent film was the biggest winner of the night. The band's visit took 10 of the 11 awards for which it was nominated, including Best Musical. It tells the story of an Egyptian police band stranded in a tiny Israeli town, but instead of bringing up the conflicts in the Middle East, it focuses on what the characters from the two different cultures have in common. Katrina Lenk and Tony Shalhoub won Best Actor in a Musical honors for their roles in the show, and Ariel Stachel, who won Best Supporting Actor, gave an impassioned speech acknowledging both his Yemeni-Israeli heritage and his parents in the audience.
I have avoided so many events with them because for so many years of my life I pretended that I was not a Middle Eastern person. And after 9/11, it was very, very difficult for me. And so I concealed, and I missed so many special events with them. And they're looking at me right now, and I can't believe it.
Stachel says he's proud of the musical's themes.
For telling a small story about Arabs and Israelis getting along at a time where we need that more than ever.
Another story that resonated with Tony voters was the small-scale revival of Once on This Island. It shows a community in the Caribbean dealing with the aftermath of a hurricane by telling a fable.
Little girl, don't you be afraid. Oh, little girl, let me be your guide.
It captured the Tony for Best Musical Revival over the more heavily favored and much more lavish productions of Carousel and My Fair Lady. But it wasn't just small shows which won awards. One of the most recognizable brands came up a big winner. Harry Potter and the Cursed Child, an epic two-part, five-and-a-half-hour sequel to J.K. Rowling's books, took six Tonys, including Best Play. Best Revival of a Play went to the seven-and-a-half-hour Angels in America, written by Tony Kushner. The revival also led to top honors for Andrew Garfield and Nathan Lane.
I want to thank Tony Kushner for being such an adorable genius. Even his emails are Pulitzer worthy. I'm standing here because Tony wrote one of the greatest plays of the 20th century, and it is still speaking to us as powerfully as ever in the midst of such political insanity.
The current political moment was personified by Robert De Niro, whose profanity-laced comments about the president were bleeped out of the broadcast. But the highlight of the 2018 Tony Awards ceremony, for many people, was an appearance by a teacher and students from the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Melody Hertzfeld, the drama teacher who helped save 65 students during the school shooting, won the Tony for Excellence in Theater Education Award. Members of her drama club took the stage to sing Seasons of Love from Rent.
525,600 minutes, 525,000 moments so dear.
For Here and Now, I'm Jeff London in New York.
600 minutes.